This is one of the most graphically ambiguous stories in regard to Jesus' identity in the whole of the gospel tradition. Jesus is here supremely human, and at the same time, in his raising Lazarus, demonstrates the power of God. So this is a particularly rich story in relation to the characterization of Jesus. And that's where I would suggest that you especially pay attention. Now, Mary begins this story. She comes to where Jesus was and sees him and kneels at his feet and says the same thing that Martha said to him when she came and met him earlier in the story. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Whenever there's a repetition of exact words like this in a biblical narrative, it is in order to make contrasts. And in this case, my sense is that Martha's question has an edge of critique to it. Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died, but yet I know, and so on. Martha is standing. It's more of a tone of judgment or criticism. Mary's response is to kneel at his feet and to weep. And so her saying of these words is an expression of grief. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. The description that follows is an inside view of Mary's grief, of the grief of the Jews who came with her, and of Jesus' grief. I don't like the translation, greatly disturbed, because disturbed in English has the connotations of being a little wacko, or of being, you know, out of sync or out of control. Jesus is troubled in spirit. He is grieving in spirit. You know, a number of other translations are possible. Probably troubled is best, but whatever conveys his deep grief and his being deeply moved and overcome with emotion beyond his control, that's what you want to convey. The most important thing, of course, is the tone or the emotion that you convey, as well as the content of the actual words. So this is an inside view of Jesus seeing Mary weeping, seeing the Jews who came with her also weeping, and of his being then deeply moved and of joining them in their grief. And that's the tone then of his statement, "Where have you laid him?" And they said, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. Now, in the NRSV, the translation adds, "began to weep." And that's a very literal translation of the verb. It's not inaccurate, but it is unnecessary. And the sentence is stronger if it's simply two words. Jesus wept. The response of the Jews is then a response of recognition about seeing how much Jesus loved Lazarus. But it is followed by some cynics who have a more detached response. This is, in a way, an expression of the two possible responses, or two of the possible responses, in John's audience. Some of them would recognize Jesus' statement as a sign of his love. But others might be more cynical and wonder, you know, whether he couldn't have kept this man from dying. But Jesus is still greatly moved in spirit and came to the tomb. And his command is both strong and direct. Take away the stone. But it also may have some of the tone of his overcoming of his grief. Take away the stone. You'll find it as you work with telling it. Martha, again, has a somewhat, critical role in the story and says, Lord, don't roll away the stone. There'll already be a stench because he's been dead for 4 days. And Jesus' response to her is both a response of critique, but also simply of fact. Didn't I say to you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Now, Jesus' prayer to God is a prayer that is expressed by the storyteller. Perhaps, I think, with your eyes lifted, but it is clearly addressed to those who are present, who then are the crowd that Jesus is addressing. The address to the crowd is the address to the audience to whom you are speaking as the storyteller. It may be that you will want to gesture to them and to include them and to make explicit that identification of their being now addressed as the ones who were present when Jesus spoke this prayer. Jesus' command to Lazarus then is in a loud voice. And so be sure to do it loud, and that you can focus this by thinking of Lazarus in the tomb and that he's got to hear this clearly. So you're calling to Lazarus, and the description of his coming out is then a combination of wonder and amazement at his coming back to life. Jesus' concluding statement is then a statement of freedom. Let him go. Unbind him. And let him go. It is a declaration of liberation from being bound by the power of death. This story is full of intrigue, intimacy, conflict, and amazing power. Tell it with the spirit of the resurrection.